But we're getting right into the heart of the matter today, taking on summer heat with the pinnacle food of the season, ice cream. Jenny Brittenbauer could be Central Casting's perfect milkmaid, and she makes ice cream, no less. Not ho-hum ice cream. She does sweet corn and black raspberry, Savannah buttermint, goat cheese ice cream with roasted cherries. She's created Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream Shops in Columbus. Now, critics say her ice creams are up there with some of the best in the United States. So it's no surprise that Jenny's done a book. Now, what intrigues me are her ice cream recipes. They aren't like any I've seen before. The book is called Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams at Home, and Jenny's here in the studio, and I am in dairy heaven because I have got ice cream all around me. I love this. Jenny, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you open this book with the most curious statement for someone who's going to tell us how to make homemade ice cream. You say you really don't like homemade ice cream. So yeah. What's the deal here?
Yeah, I've never liked homemade ice cream. Sorry, Grandma. I didn't like the ice cream that was made at home on the deck or on the porch because we had a Häagen-Dazs down the street, and I just wanted to go there. The texture of the American Scoop Shop ice cream, where they rolled it into a ball and put it on a cone, was perfect. I loved that hard ice cream and licking it off a cone.
But what was wrong with the homemade ice cream?
It was always a little bit icy. It had to be served soft. Uh-huh. And then when you froze it hard, it would get crumbly and it would fall off my cone.
All right. Because I cannot wait any longer, this is the point where I want to taste your ice cream and then I want to hear how you got to it. So you've scooped out three different ice creams. What's here?
That's our lemon yogurt with a blueberry sauce that we make in our kitchen. We buy an entire field of blueberries from Ohio.
You don't fool around, do you?
No, and we make this every year. It's one of our most popular flavors. Now, it's a lemon yogurt. It's fresh yogurt. Fresher. We just take it out of the tubs. Uh-huh. Fresh grass-fed cream.
Right.
Sugar and tons of fresh squeezed lemon juice and some lemon zest.
Okay.
And then a swirl of blueberry sauce that we make.
All right, so I'm going to taste this. This is frozen yogurt, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, yogurt gives it a wonderful tartness, which, of course, so does the lemon.
But the thing about this is there's layers of tartness. And there's creaminess. My goodness.
And the grass-fed cream actually has a really creamy finish in the nose.
Tasting is not possible here. You want to eat the whole thing. Okay, now, this is the next ice cream. What have I got here?
Oh, that is our Rock Mill. Rock Mill is a brewery south of Columbus, and they do a Belgian beer. So the cream is flavored with golden ale, and then it has an apricot swirl that we make in our kitchen. And we swirl it through all by hand.
Oh, boy. That tastes exactly like Belgian. I mean,
it's all in your nose.
It really is.
And that's what's so great about Butterfat. It just holds onto those flavors, and then as soon as it melts on your palate, it explodes into your nose.
Okay, but there's a real density here again.
That's right.
Okay, now the third ice cream, what have I got?
That's our brown butter almond brittle. We did this for a Norwegian collection we did. It's actually Roald Dahl's favorite, rumored to have been his favorite flavor.
Oh, my.
We make a brown butter almond brittle. And it's a brown butter ice cream, plenty of sea salt.
You know, the thing about your flavors is that they sing. I mean, they really are distinctive. But there's a couple of things in your recipes I've not seen in other ice cream recipes. Every recipe has cream cheese in it. Every recipe has a little bit of corn syrup. Every recipe has a cornstarch slurry. That's cornstarch mixed with liquid. And every recipe has the same balance of 2 cups of milk to 1¼ cups of heavy cream. So why always this formula for your ice creams? And what does this have to do with texture?
Everything you add to ice cream plays a role in the final texture. And when I created this recipe, I was trying to mimic the exact texture and the body of the ice cream that I get in my professional kitchen with professional equipment, with pasteurizers, homogenizers, really expensive gelato machines from Italy, and very, very cold freezers. So at home, that's very difficult because you have limitations in your home kitchen. You're just, you know, you don't have a pasteurizer, homogenizer. So I started from the texture and consistency that I wanted and worked backward. So the cream cheese adds a little bit of body. It's an ingredient that I added just at the last minute to give it a little scoopability.
Intense protein also, right?
It is protein, and It's a different kind of protein than the other protein that we work with in the ice cream mix, which is when we boil the milk and cream and the two sugars, sucrose, which is table sugar, and glucose in the form of corn syrup or tapioca syrup. Both those sugars function differently in the overall base, and they hold water in different ways. Water is your enemy in ice cream. That's what turns into ice. And everything that you add to ice cream, almost everything, has water in it. Milk is 87% water, and water turns into ice cream crystals in the final product. So you have to bind water to something else, protein, fat, sugar, or starch.
Jenny, you've got these incredible combinations, you know, the sweet basil with the honeyed pine nut and cucumber and melon. Is there one thing you could tell us about how to get really intense flavor in ice cream?
Well, a couple of things. For fruits that are high in water, a lot of times we'll roast them with some sugar to bind some of the water to sugar and also to evaporate some of that water and concentrate the flavors.
Ah.
And then also, we steep a lot of ingredients right in the cream. So either you go with a hot steep, which is for barky ingredients like cinnamon or leather ingredients like vanilla, or you go with a cold steep for the green leaves, like anything that grows in your backyard and it's fresh.
Basil,
that kind
of
mint,
thing.
Caramel.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take for you to put all these pieces together?
It took months. With ice cream, and I'm sure with a lot of other things too, you have to think about what the home cook has to use. And we built a whole test kitchen, just a home kitchen in the back of my office.
So that you could do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you used a $45 ice cream maker.
I did. I have about 30 of them. All paid for by me, by the way. No sponsorships.
Oh, boy. Well, Jenny, thanks so much. And thanks so much for the ice creams. We're going to be digging in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jenny Britton-Bauer is author of Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream Desserts. Now, you can find that recipe for lemon and blueberry frozen yogurt. It's sensational. On the website, splendidtable.org.